Hello, everybody, and welcome to the last episode of 2020.
Yay!
Actually, no.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. You seem very excited to get rid of 2020.
Could I be so any more cheesy? That's what I was thinking. Yes, I am. Isn't everyone?
As someone that's known you for a while, yes.
I have my moments. It is true. Yes, I'm very happy 2020 is over. I'm sure everybody else is, and everybody's fed up of saying that as well, so...
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where everybody's just been counting down to the end of 2020. So here we are. So today we're going to do we're going to talk about the year, I guess. We're going to talk a little bit about some highlights, I guess, from what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And kind of say hello to our listeners and thank them for being around.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. It's been really lovely having your feedback and testimonials and comments and
reviews.
Yeah, it's just been lovely. Yeah. And just seeing the stats, I still find it strange that people are listening to me. And like when I have clients say, oh yeah, I listened to this podcast, I'm like, you're listening to me? This is weird. Like people are actually listening and doing the things that I suggest. That's amazing. And that's the power of podcasts.
It is. And so Spotify released a Spotify Wrap thing where they kind of give you the behind the scenes. I mean, so if you're a listener if you listen to music in Spotify, then you also get like one of those like who the artists you listen to and all that. And then for the back end, like for us, like as podcasters, like we get a little thing of being like, hey, you know, here's where you've had growth and here's what you've seen rise and stuff. So it's been really interesting. So I guess a shout out to all our listeners in Canada
because
we've seen a nice growth out there in Canada as well this year. So that's been the country where we've grown the most this year.
153%.
There we go.
Thank you, Canadians. Yeah. Love you. Still haven't been. Always wanted to go. Yeah. So let me know where's the places to go and I will come and visit hopefully next year.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there's an advantage to being the country that that gives us the most love every year because then Shalina visits it the following year apparently. Yeah.
So my family will be so happy to see me in Toronto. But it was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
So there was that. I think it's also been an interesting year from a podcast perspective because you know, when most podcasts get listened to while people are commuting and at work and working out and stuff, and obviously all of that took a bit of a hit this year. So in March and April, we not only on this show but across our show saw a dip, and I think worldwide there was an estimated of like it's somewhere between 15% and 20% drop in listenership around the world because of the fact that people had stopped listening to podcasts. So that was a bit of a tough time for a little while, right?
Yeah.
Things are obviously kind of restoring themselves back to normal to some extent. I think between people getting tired of just watching TV and people also starting to go back to work, at least in some parts of the world and here as well, we've seen, you know, our numbers are starting to go up again, which is kind of nice. And it's good to see that people have been connecting with the show.
There's been people listening and catching up a lot, and we had lots of people saying, "Oh yeah, I'm catching up now. I'm listening to the episodes like back to back." Especially in October, we saw a lot of people listening. So thank you for that. And yeah, it was nice to have that, and then people giving feedback based on catching up on what we were listening to. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's been good.
Yeah, and then I think the other thing also wanted to kind of a little bit talk about, because we kind of subtly addressed it or mentioned it, but one of the changes for us as well is we had to stop recording in person. And I think that brought its own little bit of challenge as well.
Yes, especially with the mics and you being, you know, having so many podcasts to record, like the mics traveled around a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, so we've gotten used to this kind of system, right, where pretty much, and we record a bunch of things remotely. So we used to do some stuff in a studio, which obviously stopped. We did some stuff remotely like we're doing now, but we basically involved moving equipment around. And then, you know, obviously not only could we not go around, but then we also some of the equipment was around and stuck where it was and we couldn't get hold of it. And some people were not just isolating, but also in quarantine. So that made things difficult as well. Anyway, it took us some time, but we got there in the end, right? So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think we found our stride. Like, we kind of got used to just doing this over a computer screen.
Yes.
Which was a bit tricky, I think, at first, to not just be able to like see each other and talk and just like we're doing now.
Yeah, exactly. But now at least we've got our routine back to some kind of routine back again. So let's talk about the episodes.
The highlights,
yes.
So what was, well, let's we'll do one after the other. So what was your first highlight of the year?
My highlights were, it's highlights because I got to speak to a lot of people. I had a lot of guests this year, which was lovely. A lot of organizers from the UK. But we also talked to Dr. Saliha from the Lighthouse Arabia. We had two episodes with her. Wonderful woman, really lovely woman, really knowledgeable about what she does. And, you know, Lighthouse does an amazing job. And I mean, mental health is close to my heart or my head because I have mental health issues. And especially because of this year was, you know, a lot of people suffered from mental health issues as well, more so than before, maybe.
Yeah, and it's something we spoke about last year. So when we did our recap last year, this was one of the things we said we want to focus a bit more on mental health, as it pertains to cluttering and decluttering, but just mental health in general. So that was one of the reasons why we went to Dr. Saliha at the start of the year and talked to her about it. It kind of turned into an interesting thing also because she decided to kind of give us a glimpse of how she feels about social media, which I thought was really interesting. Right? Yes. During the conversation, she talked about how even she's kind of struggling or was struggling with kind of, she would come in and then just find it feeling very toxic and then leave and then come back in and leave.
Yeah.
And then during the lockdown, the Lighthouse has played a really, really big role in running a lot of support groups.
Yep.
You know, a lot of free, just join on Zoom kind of support groups that they were doing.
Yeah. And they were doing it, and they're still doing that right now as well. And I know a lot of people have been doing it and it's been invaluable to them. Yeah. So it's been great. And it was good in a way that came up before we had the lockdown here and before it escalated. But then we had guests from, especially from the UK, to talk about mental health things. And we also had Leslie in America talking about ADHD. Yeah. And Sarah talked about ADHD as well and what they do to help clients. We talked about hoarding with Jasmine. We talked about...
And also the sensitivities around, the people that are suffering from these kind of things and how to even have a conversation with them about the fact that they need to declutter.
Yeah.
Or where to involve a professional. So I think that was quite important.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, having the guests has been great because I have learned a lot, Kate talked about her, she does time management and that was awesome because the things she talked about, I didn't even think of those things. I was like, oh, actually, that's a really good idea that, put everything into the calendar instead of putting into to-do lists, instead of having everything separated. So there were just little bits and pieces from them that I gained, knowledge about. So I'm sure it helped a lot of people as well, a lot of listeners as well, to help them especially if they were dealing with something, we had our friend Sarah talk about chronic fatigue and how she deals with it on a day-to-day basis and helps her, what she does to stay organized and stay, have a clean house and everything, even though she's going through this all the time. So there was just various conversations that we went through with the guests and it was wonderful. So that was great.
Last year, in 2019, we had a couple of guests come on during the year, a couple. And I think one of the things that came out of that is we just really enjoyed those conversations. Yeah. I think so we kind of did a chance to do more. My highlight there actually kind of links to what you just said, which is about the guests, which actually gave us an opportunity to then talk about those topics afterwards. We did it, right? So that's why, and that's one of the things we kind of experimented as a format as well, where we had the guest and you have a conversation about a topic, and then you and me would sit down and kind of just review what we learned maybe, and then also maybe some of our tips or our thoughts around those topics, which I think made it for, it just kind of, I feel like it diversified what we were doing, right? Yeah. Because up till now, we were kind of just doing, you sharing tips and me throwing in a thought here or there.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it kind of just expands our horizon a little bit to say like, okay, well, here there are certain things that we're maybe not qualified to talk about. Hoarding is one you mentioned, but even mental health, right? ADHD and stuff, I mean...
Yeah,
we've dealt with people with them, but that we're nowhere near qualified to talk about it. But then it gave us, because we had guests who are experts in these fields, it gave us a chance to talk about it. I think one of the episodes that did really well also, though, was with Tilo, right? Where we did like sort of the gender difference in decluttering, which I think was a really fun kind of perspective. And he kind of got into this like very interesting thing, which I thought was just a nice way to look at it, where it was like, fundamentally, the two genders think differently about clutter. And as a result of which... they act differently about clutter.
Yeah. And that's why it's different when we deal with the two kinds. And it did help a lot because weirdly, after having the podcast, you know, recording with him, I've had a lot more male clients. And so dealing with them based on what Tilo talked about has made it much easier. But another one that I was thinking about while you were talking was about Sarah Bickers talked about the Kanban method.
Yes.
And you actually use it, yeah. Which if we hadn't have talked to her, I would not.
You probably would never have brought it up.
Yeah, I don't. And like you've never mentioned that you use this kind of system before. So we had, you know, discussed this and it was a learning curve for me because I hadn't used it. I didn't understand it. And now it's good so that, you know, for certain clients, I can say, well, why don't you do this instead of doing it another way, you know, to help you. So, you know, I have got people now contacting me who have ADHD and I've had clients before with it, but who are saying now, can you help me? You're here. So that is a good way, you know, and it's great for organizers in general that we learn these new skills and it'll help us to expand what we do and to help more people because we're, you know, we're always learning. There's always a new thing coming up. And that is a good segue to talk about Get Organized on Netflix that came on. Yeah. So, you know, more people found out about decluttering and organizing because of the show. Yeah. It's as like Marie Kondo, it's a double-edged sword. Like they actually declutter and organize very, it's more similar to the methods I use. Of course, they call it different things. They like going on about it's a system. And it's like, yes, it's a system. Yes, yes. I'm just like, yeah, organized. You can find it in 5 seconds now. So we all have our different terminology, but it's a very similar concept. So that's been good because people have been, you know, especially in the later half of the year, they've been talking about it more. We've been getting more people listening, more people wanting to find, you know, book the services. So I think that was great. And to discuss how that, you know, the show worked for us.
And the show, I mean, kind of launched itself at a very interesting time, right? People had just been stuck in their houses for about a month, I think, or a month and a half or something like that.
I think, yeah, a bit longer.
You know, it just at the beginning, like the first half of, I don't know, I don't even know how you would quantify this time frame that we're living in. But, you know, in the first post-COVID era or whatever you call it, right, the first phase. And so everybody I know watched that show. Even people that had no interest in organizing or had never talked to me about organizing ever watched the show because it was something, it was like, here's how you can organize your home while you're at home. And it's just that connect, I think, is something we saw with a lot of people getting frustrated with the clutter that was in the house because they had to spend 24 hours in the house.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we talked about too, right? We changed some of our episodes around talking about what challenges people were facing or what we were hearing from, you know, our friends and other people, our listeners as well, about the kind of challenges they were facing because we were stuck at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, So I mean, the show came out in September, but because people had been sitting at home for that time, and as you said, we discussed about, you know, you can see your clutter more because you're at home. You're not rushing off to work and you're not coming home. And people were getting mentally frustrated and tired and overwhelmed because they were living in this clutter and couldn't deal with it. The show came out at a great time because for us, people could go out, they could get the boxes, they could do things to try and get organized. But as I've said, since my concern now is that people they're seeing how many boxes and containers these guys are using and thinking, we have to do that. And it's just becoming a new type of clutter that I am envisaging happening in 2021. So that's my, what I can see in 2021 happening and that I'll have to deal with. It's the reverse effect that people are trying to be organized but overcompensating by buying lots of boxes and containers.
Yeah, and I think it's a natural thing to happen, right? I think everybody's feeling kind of on the edge of, like you said, of just having to look at clutter constantly because you're in the house, whereas you used to get some space. Your workspace wasn't affected by it, for example, because you went to an office, let's say, most of the time or went somewhere else. And now suddenly you had to work inside that space, which is very frustrating. And I think some people would just sort of overcompensate and be like, oh, that's it. I am pulling everything out and starting over.
Yeah.
But then it can come with some downsides.
Yeah, and it does. And I think we'll be talking more about that during the year, in the new year, like about how to deal with that, how to deal with the stuff in, you know, in a systematic way, you know, discuss more about the mini decluttering, which we've mentioned for a long time now. But I think there'll be more of a focus on that from, you know, the declutter me side about doing the mini declutter, aiming to find everything in 5 seconds and using what you have, because it is more about the sustainability and reusability of stuff. Because we had a podcast about that this year as well, to talk about, you know, you've got all this stuff at the home, a lot of the stuff you can reuse again, you know, in a different form, but you can use it. So see what you have, and then if you can't use it, donate it, throw, you know, sell it, or whatever. But if you can reuse it, reuse it.
Yeah, and I think you've also segued, look at this, it's so organic today.
I know.
Segue into what I was going to ask you next, which is what can listeners expect, or what are we going to kind of look at next year? And yeah. I think you kind of covered one of those things already, which is kind of making the most of the spaces we're in.
Yes.
I think mental health, of course, is going to be something that we will continue to touch on, because I think it's something that people are going to experience mm-hmm. into the new year, of course.
Yep.
And then we'll also keep an eye out for guests. But I am curious from our listeners as well to kind of get a sense from them. Did they enjoy the guests? I mean, I know the numbers do indicate that more people listened to the yes. ones with guests. So that's cool. But, you know, did you enjoy that? Do you want to see more guests? Do you want to see us talking about stuff after we interview guests? You know, the stuff yep. that we did this year, you know, should we keep going? Should we change something up? And then, of course, you know, if there are things you want us to talk about, if there are things that you, spaces that you don't know how to declutter, or want tips on how to declutter, or yep. or new ideas, then of course you can reach out to us, and we'd love to help with
yep. that. And also, if you are in the sphere within decluttering, organizing, interior design, carpentry, anything that revolves and can link some way to the podcast, just get in touch. Let me know, because I'm always happy to talk to people about what they do, and, you know, it's how it can help our listeners. So, and if you know anyone that you think could be great on the show as well, just send us a message, and, you know, we'll get in touch with them.
Yeah, and it can even be like, if you've decluttered your space, you know, we can talk to you about it, yeah. right? Because that's also interesting, right? Like, in terms of how people are doing.
Yeah, because we did it with Dave last year, and that was, you know, lots of people listened to that.
We could use the studio.
Yeah, and that it's a good way to inspire people as well. So, yeah, if you've done a big declutter, you know, whatever methods you've used, and how, you know, talk about it. Let us know, and let us, you know, let's discuss it, so it can inspire other people, you know. So, yeah.
One last thing I just remembered that we didn't talk about, which is our shift to video. So
yes.
that's one big change that we ended up having this year.
Yes.
I mean, initially it just started out because we were recording remotely, and then we had the video, so we started posting it.
Yeah.
But then we started having people comment on YouTube and well, in my case, you know, agree with my tips. But anyway,
but we had thanks people, for that
we,
comment.
We had. But the point is, we started, you know, people were responding to that, and we kind of saw an uptake in on YouTube as well. So we
and on IGTV, because it goes up on there,
right?
As well.
And so we just decided that, well, we started this, let's keep it going. So since then, we've been doing video with every episode that we've been doing.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this in your podcast player, then I subscribe there. Of course, please continue to do that. But if you're someone that you know, would like once in a while to come and check out the video, you can do that. We also did, you know, we were on site at. The Dubai Home Festival that was running a couple months ago,
yep.
and then, you know, you were interviewed there, and so we had sort of the video of that show, yep. kind of on there as well, which was kind of a nice experience, or well, it was an interesting experience to put together.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, no, that was fun, and it's been new things, and I've had to dress up a lot more. So thank you to there was a few companies that. Provided clothes that I could wear during for a while, because I was running out of clothes to wear. So thank you to them. It's been great. But yeah, it's for me, it's like, oh, I have to find a new outfit to wear. So I have to look at my wardrobe. And of course, I don't have that much, you know, because I declutter and stuff. So and I try and make it a bit more interesting, that you don't see the same top every time, because otherwise it would be a black t-shirt every time. So
hey, yeah. Like, hello.
Well, yeah, you wear your same gray t-shirt every time.
I'm like, yeah, I know, but you picked black while I was wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Like, it felt like
a dig. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it wasn't for once. But yeah, so thank you to them, and yeah, hopefully you like what we've been doing and continue to like it. And yeah, if you have any suggestions or comments, just let us know.
Yeah, so we love them all. You can, for all decluttering stuff, you can obviously reach out to Shalina. That's at DECLUTTRME. For all podcast stuff, you can also reach out to Shalina at DeclutterMe, or to us at Amaya Media. So we're at amaya.media on Instagram. If you have thoughts, if you have topic ideas, if you have feedback for us, like I said, even on the stuff we've been doing this year, on video, on anything, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know what you want to do. And then, of course, we're packing up and getting ready to bring you new episodes in 2021.
Yep.
So, I hope you all have a very safe and happy celebration. In whatever capacities you can have it, depending on that, please follow all the guidelines that are being set.
Yes. And Happy New Year. Bye.
Hi there, this is Chirag from Amaya Media, and we're giving away a pair of Apple's new AirPods Pro. All you have to do is take a short survey for us. We're looking to improve our shows and better understand what you, our listeners, like or perhaps don't like when it comes to podcasts. You can find a link to the survey in the show notes or visit our website, amaya.media, for more information. It won't take more than 2 minutes of your time, and we'd really appreciate it.